My name's Daphne Jeffrey and I'm working with Maureen Guest. We're from the Whitley's Oral History Project on the 25th of October 2014. And we're interviewing Mrs. Anne Birkmeyer from Strapton's Heath Farm, Great Whitley.
Hello, Anne.
Hello.
I've known of you for many years. But I don't know where you came from or anything like that. So if you'd like to tell us where you were born and if you were born here and how you got to be here.
Well, I was born in Hales Owen, and I remember we had a little house called Quarterway. And I can vaguely remember when I was there, they had the air raid sirens and things, and my grandmother lived at a house called Otterbourne Court, and she had an air raid shelter. And when these sirens went off, we used to have to go into this air raid shelter. I can vaguely remember my brother being born, and I was staying at Otterbourne with my grandparents.
So what year would that have been?
That would have been 1938. So I was born in 1935. And we used to have to go and run down this air raid shelter, it was at my grandmother's, and it was great fun. She always had a nice cake there, and we used to have a drink of chocolate, and my brother used to be carried down there by a nanny, and we had quite a jolly evening with as many people crammed into the air raid shelter as possible. So that was my sort of early memories. And I do remember that the fishmonger kept a little pony, which was the beginning of my pony days. And even after the war, mm-hmm. he was very kind, and he used to let me sit on this little roly-poly pony. It was very fat, and she was called Dolly. Mm-hmm. And I can remember saying to Nanny, "Dolly Dapple, Dolly Dapple." And Nanny couldn't make it out. And I wanted to take Dolly an apple.
Oh. Ah.
So that was my first experience of riding, really, was riding little Dolly, the fishmonger's mm-hmm. pony.
And how did you get out to Strapton's Heath, or this area?
Well, my father went into the army, so he wasn't at home anymore. My mother went into driving American ambulances, and we were brought up by a nanny who was absolutely wonderful. And we went to Wales, North Wales, to cricket. And I can remember there we had a wonderful childhood, and just one collie dog then, and they had one horse called Queenie. I always loved these animals. And I was horrified to hear later that farmers used to shoot their horses after the war, get rid of them, and their dogs. But these two were certainly not there, because we visited the farm after the war, and there was dear old Queenie, retired.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about her was that when they were making the hay or anything, nobody had to jump up and down and lead her on, because they'd just go click, click, and she'd go on two or three steps, and then they'd move the next lay, and so on. And she just chomped wisps of hay as she went on.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a young collie while I was there. And they said, "Oh yes, well, poor old Meg's getting a bit old and slow now. But she'll teach the other one to just slow up a bit, because he's a bit quick." And we had our fresh eggs from the farm, and they were very friendly. And it was a lovely time.
And that was during the war?
That was during the war, yes. Mm-hmm. We did have a German plane crashed. And we were all told to be careful and not to talk to any strangers, because they expected Germans. And they had a mine that went off opposite our house. They were moving all the people from those houses in case they were... And my brother had pneumonia and couldn't be moved.
And where was that? Was that?
That was in Cricket. That
in
could
Cricket,
have been
yeah.
during the war. I can't remember the dates. But we had that plane crash, and then we actually saw a plane catch fire. And the pilot had bailed out, and he somehow steered it out to sea, so it crashed in the sea. Mm. So we did see a bit. The other thing we did during the war, we had various friends, and Nanny was a wonderful nursery governess. She'd done very, very well. She had a lot of certificates and things. But she ran a little school, and how she managed, I don't know, because we were aged from about 4 years old up to, I think I was the oldest, about 10 or so. And we all coped with our lessons. We learned to read, write, and bit of history, geography. I even learned a little bit of French.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she was just an amazing teacher. And they were never boring or dull, but she kept us all interested in doing something.
Mm.
She was very talented, really.
And then you moved back from Cricketh?
We moved back from Cricketh to Hales Owen, mm-hmm. which is where I was originally born. And And we had lived in this little house called Quarterway. Mm-hmm. And then Father came back from the war, which was quite a celebration. We put up,
yes.
We made posters and things, say, welcome home, Daddy, and all that sort of thing. And then Father slotted into the works. We had a family business then. It was Walter Summers Limited on Mucklow's Hill. And Father became managing director before we moved out, and he had quite a lot of business, so he used to travel all the way from here all the way back to Hales Owen. But Hales Owen was getting rather built up, and it wasn't as nice as it was when we first went there.
So what do you think made them move out here?
Mother had not been too well, and I think it was a bit smoggy in Hales Owen. I think they were just adventurous and they wanted somewhere. We were getting built up all around Otterbourne, and we sort of just moved out here, and I can remember them saying, oh, you'll never wreck it, there's hardly anybody there where we're going. And they were thrilled. They said the house had the most fabulous views. That was Camp Farm.
Right, yeah.
And it did have fabulous views. And it was a lovely, lovely house to move to because it was all beamed and everything, these lovely old beams. And
so that was Camp Farm?
That was Camp Farm along Camp Lane.
And that, oh, right.
That was where I grew up there. Mm-hmm. And that would have been 1951 or two or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's Camp Lane, Great Whitley.
Camp Lane, it's the last house in Great Whitley.
It is, just in the...
Mm-hmm. So we were... Yes. And the next one was Manton's, and they are actually Shelsley mm-hmm. Beecham.
Mm-hmm.
But we were the last house in Great Whitley. And we have got, there are still there the most fabulous views.
Mm-hmm. So were you at school still at that stage?
I was still at school, but I left school just not so many, it was sometime after the move.
Yeah, so were you away at school or...?
No, I went to school daily from Otterbourne, it was about 7 miles. I used to have to go in, Father used to drop me up.
So
to work.
He took you to back to Hales Owen to school?
You know, as it got nearer my birthday, they thought they'd move out and done with it. And we moved out, I had ponies in because I'd done a lot of show jumping with my ponies.
Oh, so you were well into the horses.
Well, I'd been lent one.
From Hales Owen times,
yes, I'd been lent one, and somehow we'd acquired two more. So I had three ponies altogether. I was very lucky. Mm. And they were
brilliant.
A lot
of work.
It was. I can remember we used to wash them down and goodness knows what. When I was at school, Mother actually had a very nice girl who was a part-time groom. Mm. And my ponies qualified for... I did get one plaque up at the Horse of the Year show with one of them. Then I'd qualified the very last year and I became ill and I had to miss it. And these ponies were jumping brilliantly at the time.
Oh, what a shame.
And so when you left school, what did you do then?
Oh, all sorts of things. I taught riding a bit and I went and picked apples and things and I helped pack fruit and I helped look after other people's hunters. There was plenty of little jobs to do.
Mm-hmm.
I used to look after the Ward's hunters and the Kirby's hunters and Dinty Moors and take them out, give them a bit of exercise and things. And
so when you said the Ward's hunters, was that the
that
family that lived
Roger,
at
Roger, no, no, different family altogether. It was Dot and Roger Ward.
Mm.
And Arthur Moore had a horse for a bit. And Robert Kirby, he used to go hunting and I used to... Mm-hmm. Get all these hunters, keep them going, because they were too busy to exercise.
Yes,
I used to go out with one horse and lead another one by the side of it. And there was not much traffic in the road, you could ride anywhere around it. In fact, when we moved to Structon's Heath, but that's some time on after I'd met and married Nick.
Well, I was going to say, how did you then meet Nick?
Well, when we were at Camp Farm, he used to do a lot of rowing, and I first saw him at Henley Royal Regatta.
Oh, goodness.
And they were the only British crew to beat the Russians. And they also held the record at Henley Regatta for quite a number of years. And I never thought I'd ever meet him or get to know him. But they moved into the Grange at Shelsley Beecham.
Oh, right.
And you could see the Grange from Camp Farm. And, of course, my father was an oarsman as well. He rode at Henley in his young days when he was at Radley School.
Right.
And they actually did very well. They beat Eton. So we've still got the oar up at Structon's Heath. We don't know what to do with it.
Historic importance.
Yeah, so rowing has been in the family to a certain extent. My parents always made annual visits to Henley Regatta.
Ah, I
and
see.
As soon as I reached my teenage, I was allowed to go as well. I think they, I don't know quite what it was, I think they hoped that perhaps I'd meet somebody suitable by going to Henley or something. Funnily enough, people said, oh, you'll never meet anybody in Great Whitley, but I've got some old photographs of one or two boyfriends I went out with.
Right, so there was a few.
Yes, yes.
And you were telling me earlier about your memories of the way that the horses were managed around the village, and particularly the
premium stallion.
Premium stallion.
Yes. Well, in years gone by, the premium stallions used to be led round by a groom, and they'd do so many miles a day, then they'd serve anybody who wanted to take a mare up there and have their mare served. So they could, it saved the transport. They could either ride them down there or lead them down there, or some people would take them in a horse box. They had started getting popular then. And the lad who used to, we had two mares served, but neither of them were, oh, one of them was in foal actually. They were led all this way round, and they used to, the grooms used to stop, of course, and have a drink and meet people in the pub at night.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the local farmers had a pointer. And he said, oh, my pointer would leave your stallion standing. So the groom said, he said, want to bet it? You know how they do. Mm-hmm. He'd had a few. And he said, I'll race you then for it. So he jumped on this stallion bareback round behind the Hundred House, which is where they were stabled then, and they had a race round the field. And the stallion won, apparently, being ridden bareback round the field, but unfortunately the groom was sacked.
So there were actually stables, and that was in the 1950s?
Yes, there were stables there, and the stallion was kept there, and they had, of course they've had stables round Great Whitley, they've had famous horses bred round here at the Elms Hotel, for instance.
Mm.
They had.
Mm. So where did this premier stallion come from? How far?
It came from Redditch, Inkborough, in fact.
Oh, right.
It was a big stud at Inkborough, and it would do so many miles a day and be led. Mm. And you could see it walking along. They put its knee pads and leg paddings on and things.
And meet his ladies.
And meet his girls at the end of the day, yeah.
Yes. Mm. Good exercise. And
it
then
was. And possibly the next morning as well before he left.
That's the way it worked.
Yes, and so then he'd have to walk on for another few hours during the day. I don't know how many hours walking he did quite, but covered all sort of various places in Worcestershire.
And you have always had a very strong interest in horses, haven't you, yourself?
Yes, I have, actually. My main ambition was to ride round badminton, but the badminton that I was going to ride round was cancelled because of the snow.
Oh, dear.
And in the meantime, Nick and I had got to know each other, and we didn't really want to wait a whole year. So that would have been 1961 we had the snow then? I think we got married in 63.
Yeah.
So, and Nick actually learned to ski because my other great hobby was skiing. And so he learned to ski and everything. And
Where did you go skiing?
Most of the time I went, various places. I went to Kitzbühel in Austria where I started with a school trip. And then I went to Wengen.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a bit of ski repping out while I was out there. I managed to get my silver, so I was able to do some ski repping, and then I actually got two bits of my gold, and I raced in the British Ski Club races.
Gosh.
And I absolutely loved that.
Yes, yeah.
And I actually did pass all my gold eventually, but they lost the time of my speed thing, which was actually the easiest bit.
Yes.
Competitive sports.
Oh, yes.
Are very much part of your whole family, aren't they?
Yes. Well, Nick actually learned to ski in that awful weather before he went out.
In this country?
Yes. And he squeezed his feet into a pair of my brother's ski boots that were far too small. Became quite an efficient skier.
Mm.
So we've always had, for years, we had our winter holiday. It was our ski holiday.
Mm.
We took the children skiing, and our eldest daughter actually also ended up by being a ski rep. She's a natural, whatever she takes on.
Ah.
Mm. She's just broken a record in the world the, what is it, the Masters World Championship with her team. They beat the Americans.
Really?
And broke the record for the Masters by about a fraction of a second.
In skiing?
Yes, there's something about it. Somebody said there's something about it in the Worcester News. I haven't seen
skiing
it.
Skiing or cycling?
Cycling.
Oh, cycling. Oh,
yes.
Right.
No, she's mad on cycling now.
Yes.
I get a bit worried at her age because she pushes herself. She doesn't like being beaten, and she pushes herself to the limits.
Ah, right.
And she should really have gone to the Wee Thing, to the Beijing Olympics, but she'd only just started cycling. They nearly took her then. Classes now.
Mm. So you got married and you moved with Nick?
We got married, and first of all we moved up the road to a place called, I don't know what it's called now, it was called Wayside when we went in there. It's on the right, just before you go up the hill, the bottom of the hill, and towards where the Bowens were. And
oh, right, yeah.
You know, that steep bit up to the top of the Abberley Hill. Abberley Hill, I suppose, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, right.
Mm. And that's where Sarah was, where she was born in Worcester Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And the children, and then Janet was born later. And then we moved out to Structon's Heath in 19... I suppose we were about 63, 64, 55, about 65, 66,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm.
So you've a lot of knowledge of the area between you.
I suppose we have, really, because,
yeah.
You know, Nick sort of used to travel all the way to Hales Owen to work.
Mm.
And
he worked in Hales Owen as well?
Well, Nick and his husband, his partner George, started up some health shops in,
oh, right.
on the sort of food they used to train on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they were called Prana. And then eventually, because we got engaged one thing or another, and Nick was given a job at... I think that was first. He was given a job at Mitchell Summers Limited. It became Mitchell Summers. Walter
mm-hmm.
Summers
mm-hmm.
from Mitchell Summers. Because it got amalgamated with another firm.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a pity, in a way. Because it was just the family firm. They had the Queen round as well.
Oh, goodness. And that was a specialist health
They made
food
drop forgings and...
The
steelworks. That was drop
okay.
forgings and things. And then
yes.
he went on to the business with George. Mm. And they had health products. And
mm.
he worked there for quite a bit. We grew quite a bit of the stuff organically at Structon's Heath.
Goodness.
Mm. We had Structon's Heath loganberries, which we still have a few of.
Yeah
I know you do.
Structon's Heath plums, and we used to sell them under the name of Structon's Heath.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember we used to pack them, take us ages, pack them in these little cartons.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had two daughters?
Yes, two daughters.
And where did they go to school?
One went to Cirencester.
Oh, right, yeah.
And the other one went to Rugby.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't go to the local schools at all?
Well, no, they went to Dodderhill. I don't know why. I think they went to Dodderhill. They went to the convent. I think it was because I'd had a convent education.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were persuaded that it might be the best for them.
Mm-hmm.
But we rather wish we'd had the children educated in Whitley School because they have such good reports, and Nick's now a governor there.
Yes.
And we would have
yes.
certainly, a bit later on, they'd have been gone to Whitley School. We like the manners there and everything. They're absolutely outstanding, I think.
So when did you get involved with the church and the church's fate?
Oh, goodness. Nick was on the committee for many years, well over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to take the ponies up there and things with the children on them
mm-hmm.
and do that bit. And then eventually I took over the cake stall, because we hadn't got ponies and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our horses were too big anyway.
Yeah.
So I then ended mm-hmm. up running the cake stall for a bit. After Lucy Goodman died,
oh, right.
I took
yeah.
on the cakes.
Yeah, yeah.
And various mm-hmm. villagers helped me, and they were tremendous help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Including Jane Westacott.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, I always remember you being associated with the fate.
And then... I was very keen on becoming a reader for the church, but unfortunately I went for my interview and I was taken rather aback because the first question I was asked was, do you go to church? And I was so taken aback I felt I couldn't answer anything. And then I was told I was probably too old anyway.
Oh, really?
I was due for retirement, so I did take that up rather late in life. Nick joined the you know, the, what is it, the lay ministry team.
Oh, yes.
ALMs.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I thought, well, you know, I'd occasionally been asked to do prayers and things, and then I thought, well, it would be rather nice. They were short of people because two people had left the ALMs.
Yeah.
So I volunteered to join them, so I had some training as well, and eventually joined them anyway, because I used to go to Lourdes, so they felt I'd got some experience.
Yeah,
I used to take one of the brothers from Glasshampton Monastery.
Oh, yes,
who
was
actually quite poorly at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And did that for quite a number, I think I must have been about 14 times to Lourdes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I used to drive Brother Raymond Christian up to wherever it was, usually Sussex, and stayed with somebody up there. And
right,
we'd all get together and fly over.
So your girls were horsewomen as well, were they?
Oh, yes, they were brought up with ponies all round. My mother used to breed Welsh mountain ponies. They were all over the hill at the other side of the hill. That was covered in Welsh mountain ponies.
Oh, right.
Down towards Camp Farm.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she had 40 when she...
Goodness me.
...at one stage.
Yes.
So she was a breeder, was she?
Yes.
Mm. Well...
You must talk to Nick about his... He used to train, actually, incidentally, going up. You know the where Mr. Lewis used to live, that cottage at Camp Lane, the end of the lane?
Yes.
Yeah. Nick and George used to run up that hill to get fit for Henley. That was how they managed to win all their races.
Yes, good hill, yeah.
And they challenged my horse because George's wife wanted to take up riding.
Yes.
George said, oh, we can keep up with horses. You'll never manage the steep slopes we can.
Yeah.
And the horse just cantered up the hill about 3 or 4 strides and then looked down at them struggling up.
Did you go hunting at all? Or?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So which hunt were you involved with?
Clifton-on-Tees mostly. Mm. Occasionally the Worcesters.
Yeah. And did you do this Clifton steeplechase?
No.
No.
No, I had a horse entered. My father was always worried about me racing because there were so many accidents.
Yes.
But it started to point to point, but I don't think she was really fast enough.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.